Hey everyone, this is Caitlin again. I want to welcome you to Grace Week. This is a time we set aside every year to honor the week leading up to Good Friday and Easter Sunday. Once again this year, our good friend and my uncle's Pastor Pete Wilson joins Unscripted. Our friends Tori and Shauna join us too. This year, we look at Luke chapter 6. Pastor Pete will walk us through the community of the withered hand. We invite you to join us on the Unscripted, but most importantly, join the community of the withered hand. Now, here's my Uncle Aaron and his pastor, Pete Wilson.
Welcome back to day 5 of Grace Week. Today, Calvary covers it all. I don't know how else to say it. That's the easiest way I can say it, but Calvary covers it all. Today is Good Friday. Today is not a day of celebration. Today is a day of mourning. It's a day of mourning what Jesus did for me and for you and for anyone that hears this podcast. Today's really hard, but it is in some ways a celebration of the fact that you and I don't have to walk in our shame. We don't have to worry about our withered hand anymore because of what happened today. Today's Good Friday. Today is day 5 of Grace Week. I love y'all. And if you've shared your shame today, this week, thank you. Just know that that price was paid and that Easter Sunday's coming. It's so weird that you just said, hey, I think this is the one we should use for Grace Week. And I had no doubts as soon as I heard it because I was a wreck. So for those that are a wreck, what's next? What?
Yeah.
You know, hey, email me, aaron@aaronconrad.com. I'm here for it. I really am. Text me if you got my information. DM me. I don't care. As Pete said, you don't have to share it with everybody, but I don't want you to stand up and then go back into whatever it was because nobody was there for you. So I'm here for you.
So, and that's a gift. Like, I'll just say this to anybody who's listening. What Aaron just did is a gift. Mm. He's extending that invitation to say this is a safe place. Mm-hmm. Not going to be met with judgment. Yeah. He's not going to take what you share and use that as power against you one day. It's a safe place. Yeah. And we need that. And that's what I would say. Like, what's next? You got to find that safe space. You got to find that community. And sometimes that's just one or two people, right? That's all it takes. One or two people sit down and share your struggle. Show them your withered hand and trust that they can handle that. And so thank you for giving everybody that invitation to have a spot that they can go if they don't feel like they already have that in their life.
I think the most important person did it on this day that I'm probably going to release this episode, and that's Friday. Mm. And I'm just a disciple of his, and he showed the way and gave up everything so that we could stand up and show our withered hand and then rose again 3 days later. Right. I mean, that's why we're doing Grace Week is because it is grace, and it is in his grace that we are able to stand up and show our withered hand.
That's right. And that's, you know, if there's anything I'm reminded of this time of year with Jesus' death and resurrection and everything that comes along with Easter is this whole idea of starting over, right? Resurrections, that we have a God who specializes in resurrections. He specializes in bringing hope into situations and people and environments that look hopeless, look like there's no way out, looks like they're dead in the water. Looks like they'll never change. They'll never transform. It looks like it's dead. He specializes in resurrections. And I think that's one of the most beautiful messages. There's many, but one of the most beautiful messages of Easter is that we have a God who specializes in resurrections. And you're never too far gone. Never too far gone to turn to him.
All right. Last thing I want to say, because I agree with you. And every January 1st, we all make resolutions. I think actually the sermon you did was a part of a sermon series, like, you know, New Year, New Me, right? But here's the thing. Why not do it around Good Friday?
Yeah.
Because it's actually a chance to be a new you. Because that is why Good Friday is important.
Yeah.
Because it really is a chance for you to realize it's not just flipping the calendar, man. A guy hung on a cross and bore your sins so that you could be free.
Yep.
From whatever your withered hand. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm preaching now.
No, that's a great point. I hadn't really thought about this, but if you think about just the act of Jesus going to the cross, he was doing for us what we could not do for ourselves, right?
Right.
He took on our sin. He lived this sinless life, goes to the cross, does for us what we can't do for ourselves. And when you show your withered hand, right, when you expose that, the reality is, and I think I said this in the message, but confession is not doing something about your sin.
Yes.
It's admitting you can't do anything about your sin.
Yeah.
So that's what this is all about, is that this is what Jesus does. He does for us what we can't do for ourselves. And when the confession is not saying, I'm going to figure all this out, I'm going to beat this thing, I'm going to whatever it is, right, that you're struggling with, it's getting to that place of saying, can't do this. I cannot do this on my own. And I need God's power and strength to do for me what I cannot do in my own strength.
Well, brother, I am so thankful for you. I probably know you, how much I say you're my Pastor Pete, and you're my internet pastor, and you're my pastor. I put it all out everywhere because you're my guy, man. And you've joined me now for 2 years for Grace Week, and there's a reason why. And I hope other people are hearing and are finding freedom this week, man. I love you dearly. You know that. I'm always here for you. So if people, I know you're doing some life coaching, and if people hear this, where can they find that?
See, I think it's PeteWilson.co, C-O, not .com, because I couldn't afford PeteWilson.com. It's PeteWilson.co, C-O.
And the reason why you're my pastor is because I love how you said, I think it's like, it's not like roll off the tongue quick. Like,
no,
hey,
I don't. It's kind of like my phone.
It might be. I don't know.
I never call myself. I never go to my own website. So I don't know my phone number. I barely know my website.
It is PeteWilson.co, by the way. So just FYI. And I love that you said that. I love the humility that you said, I think it might be. Anyway. All right. Man, I appreciate you. I love you. I know other people love you. I've received messages that they love and appreciate you, and they look forward to this week. So thank you again for joining me. Happy Easter to you and your family. And man, thanks for just being a part of the community, the Withered Hand, with me.
Man, I love being a part of this. And I'm always grateful for you, the grace you showed me years ago when very few would. And that's why I can, with complete confidence, tell anybody that's listening to this that you're a safe place, that they can go and find a community of the Withered Hand with you and around you. I did in this season of my life, and I think there'll be others that will be transformed by that welcome embrace, my man. Mm. So keep up all the great work you're doing.
Well, I think you and I have both sat next to each other in that auditorium, and at one day I heard your chair pop, and you sat next to me when my chair popped. And so thanks for being there when my chair popped.
Absolutely, bro.
Love you, man.
Love you too, man. Thanks for everything.
Come to the river, river of love. Be washed in the Spirit and cleansed by His blood.
I know you feel weary with no strength to stand. But be washed in the river and be made whole again. Lord, forgive us and transform us. Take our roles and make them right. Jesus, forgive us.
Save us, Lord.
Save us today. In the river of amazing grace, come to the river, river of love.
be washed, Lord,
be washed in the river, and be made whole again.
Thank you for listening to another episode of The Unscripted Podcast. Make sure to review and share wherever you listen to your podcast. It really helps out our mission to encourage everyone to live life unscripted. Until next time, keep living life unscripted.